Good afternoon. It's really a pleasure for me to be speaking at OCity 2022. This is a conference which has in its name the essential what we do. We are transport engineer and we help cities and territories to develop transport and mobility. So events being complex multidisciplinary systems, then now we talk transport, sorry. 10 minutes. I chose the wrong one or the right one? Then? Oh, okay. Well, the reality is that events are also very complex transport systems. So I'm now director of SciTech, transport planning company, and head of transport for Milano Cortina 2026. And in the past, I had the chance to work on this business for the last, in fact, 20 years, even with Sir Craig in the past. We had great experiences, so for the games in particular. As I said, we help territories to prepare for events, and with a background engineering, we can accompany them from A to Z, let's say, from the bidding to the delivery. And having said that, I'm happy to announce that we recently grew by adding to our group a company called Playground, which is a French delivery company for events, particularly in transport. We are very happy about this joint venture because this is a complete, let's say, the set of activities and competencies that we put on the table. So, transport and mobility, I would say. Mobility, it's an important part of an experience related to an event. If you think about how much time do you spend on transport to get to a venue and come back from a venue to back home, hopefully home, then it contributes a lot to the quality of the experience of the event itself. So it's a crucial aspect, and most often territories are not prepare enough or they're not experienced enough to do alone and to be able to profit of the possibilities that events also have in terms of, let's say, legacy or value. So a territory or an organizer who can succeed in mobility and transport also increase the value of the event itself and the territory itself. So, in fact, this is a sort of a legacy as well in itself. Transport is a service. So, as a service, suffer or benefit of the externalities and the complexity of other projects, in particularly accommodation, dispersion, you think about Milano, or venue dispersion combined with the security requirements and levels of service, I would say mostly privileges, like it's written there, of some categories of participants, add a lot of complexity, to transport. And so it's important to promote an integrated approach since the very, very beginning from the bidding, I would say. Transport has very complex governance, I would say. It's a scattered system involving private and public operators working in, sometimes diverging targets and objectives. We are now also facing rethinking about the car industry and the mobility industry. We are facing difficulties that I heard this morning are common to many other markets, like, for example, we are lacking bus drivers, so very, very simply. And And there is a geopolitical instability these days, which we all know what consequences have on the price of fuel, price of energy, and so on. In addition to that, the environmental responsibility and need for, let's say, sustainable approach to organization of events, it's on top adding complexity. In parallel, we know probably, I'm sure you are familiar with this sort of scheme. Each participant to an event, it's, let's say, in a sort of a specific level of service, sort of set of privileges, which is, by the way, is very different from what we saw from the pool this morning, because the territory, the local residents, and are at the bottom of those privileges. And of course, this is an important scheme when it comes to managing situations like the COVID-19 pandemics, where only the upper part of the pyramid was left to events. But that's not probably something which is durable, and we are now forced to, let's say, approach these levels of service in a different way, asking ourselves really what is needed, not what was done in the past. Not an easy exercise. At the same time, and it was said as well this morning, sorry for the repetitions, but customers, they all have now very real-time changing behaviors. They want to have extreme flexibility. We are all used to use our mobile phone to plan our trip or to rebook our transport, to have customized sets of information. And this is not fitting very well, let's say, with the setup of an event which is sometimes rigid, especially when it gets to complex situation. So how do we do? Well, the IOC launched in 2017 the new norm, a set of recommendations already 5 years ago. But also due to the COVID-19, let's say, pandemic, just very little of the structural changes which could be, let's say, brought by the messages of the new norm were really implemented. And so it's not enough to, let's say, simply think independently project by project, but it's really with the integration of transport and mobility planning at a very, very early stage of the conceptualization of a new norm games concept, for example, that we can have the leverage to be sure that we are not, let's say, doing things that are not in reality feasible. I come back to the governance then, because as I said before, transport governance is very complex. We all know that. There are a huge amount of actors in the loop, but as soon as it comes to an event, all what is workable for a transport planning, standard transport planning process, it doesn't work anymore, because the event owner and the event organizer have the two key roles of setting up the requirements and be sure that they are in control of the whole process. But in the end, is the local authorities, the local providers, who have the responsibility of a big part of the mobility system, the traffic management, the safety, the public transport, and so on. And so this calls for a very, very strong process around this, defining clear objectives, responsibilities, and tracking everything correctly. You can imagine, if we talk about multiple regions, then this becomes even more complex. So Paris is the ideal place where the games will be able to, let's say, test innovation after the pandemics, let's say, as transport already has a great background of in transport, is one of as one of the best transport system in the world, I would say, at least in Europe. Milano is a complete different pair of boots, I would say. Because it's not just Milano. It's Milano with other three mountain regions, very spread out. So there are four major clusters across 400-500 kilometers, one to each other. And so it's a multi-regional transport concept. So it does not only require to implement shared transport services for all clients, to rely a lot on the train from a cluster to another, but it involves really the way the participants, stakeholders, will experience the games. And it requires, as I said, a huge coordination on all the multi-scale in order to promote a multimodal concept of mobility. So if you move from the city to the mountain, then you need to change two, three types of transport, let's say, and you need which are under the responsibility of different authorities. And the important thing is that the customer in the end can see, can understand the concept. And so the interaction between the owners of the mobility across this big 22,000 square meter square kilometers of land, their coordination, the coordination with the event owner and the stakeholders, but finally with all the participants is key. Therefore, we need to rely on digitalization. Let's say that compared to the past, digital solutions have now, let's say, much simpler infrastructure. They are something that we use every day to move around, but they still have very, very little implication in events because there is no network coverage in the mountains. There is too much concentration in a venue, so it doesn't work. It's not reliable enough to be the main, let's say, backbone of communication or organization for transport in such an event. So, however, we still need to take the challenge. Because in such complex system that you saw, it's not possible to do somehow without this kind of tools. That would be too much costly, and there's no way you can be connected to your customers, and you lose a little bit the experience, the journey around the event. So. Sorry, I run late, but just a few takeouts. From my point of view, in fact, the new norm around transport is in fact the basics. So having a stronger integration between the owner, the event organizer, and the host territories, where the owner is also promoter of concrete initiatives that help the organizer to to provide the best solution, and what by best is the most adapted to the territory, the most logical and sustainable in the end. The same is that involvement of all the stakeholders into this understanding of the needs of the games in Milano, for example, or in any event, to review the levels of service, to go to where is really needed for them, not just because they had a car in the past and they need to have a car tomorrow, but they don't need a car. Okay, we discussed this with Ivo early this morning. And then think to transport and mobility always extremely soon. This is the consultancy part of it, but it's not a matter of doing business, it's a matter of it costs much less once it's planned since the beginning. And then embrace the last point, let's say, embrace the digitalization and take the, let's say, the challenge to make it work through it. Thank you. I hope this was these are some projects we worked on. So, and this, thank you for that.